let me go to the fourth dimensional box, because you live in that box too. In the fourth dimensional box, there is a number of things that are different. In the fourth dimension, you live in present time, now, in this moment, is fourth dimensional. When you are in the present, you have something available to you that you do not have available to you in the third dimension. And that is the word choice. You see, when you play in that third dimensional box, and again, remember, you're in both of them. You're moving back and forth. The minute you go into present time, you have choice. The minute you are in reactionary state, past and future, there is no choice. There's reaction. Very fine line in a way, but it's an enormous difference between how you experience yourself in one state of consciousness versus another. In the fourth dimension, present time, you have choice. There's another interesting word that comes into play, and that word is paradox. And what it simply means is what was true just a moment ago, she's always going to be bad, may not be true in this moment. If you look at somebody, as many do in that third dimensional space, and say, oh, when he was growing up, he was dishonest, you don't want to talk to him, even though that was 20 years ago. And so that difference, very subtle on one hand, very enormous on the other hand. So these two states of consciousness are something that most of us just pass through without any particular definition. We just are what we are, and this is how we do it. But with that little bit of information, if you would start to begin to be conscious in the present moment, what you're going to find is many of the assumptions and the beliefs that then generate many of your habits and expressions are simply out of present time and even no longer relevant, if they ever were in the first place. And so when you begin to be conscious in this fourth dimensional space, because in the third dimensional space, virtually everybody is unconscious of being unconscious. As you start to step into this fourth dimensional space, where many people are now beginning to be aware or conscious, sounds very funny. It's a huge step, but you're beginning to become conscious of being unconscious. Really big step. Sounds funny. But what happens is you start to ask the question, well, why am I doing this? Or this doesn't feel right. Or I'm starting to be aware, conscious of things that go on around me that don't feel in the best interest of the world. You know those places? Starting to look at the world financial markets, the world governments, the climate changes around the world. Something's going on, and that begins to be a feeling. So in this third dimensional box and fourth dimensional box, one of the key elements is time. As we go through this shift, that concept of time is not an absolute structure, as in the third dimension, we just believe past, present, future, and then you die. That's all there is to it. But in real terms, when you start to perceive time in a fourth dimensional space, in present time, it's an application of creation. It is not a fixed dynamic that drives your life. When you begin to recognize that time is something that can be altered and changed, keep that very simple, and utilized, it begins to change everything. But for the most part, that's not a concept that can be embellished or brought into most of our awarenesses. But the universe and the shift in consciousness that we're currently experiencing is very much aware of you, of each one of us. This grand shift, this great cycles of consciousness are all beginning to merge at a single integrated point right now. And that point is creating an opportunity for some very significant change. Keeping it very simple, the game has come to a conclusion. The third dimensional game has been extraordinarily successfully played out and very, very successful in terms of what it was designed to be. And it is no longer of value. Now, what I mean by that, one of the things that occurred in that third dimensional space was a word called contrast. And it applies in fourth and fifth also. But in the third dimensional space, it was designed in such a way that you experience various ranges of considerations and then choose how you'd like to experience them in a particular way. But as we kind of fell deeper into that third dimension, the word choice was replaced by fear. And in that third dimensional space, we began to not trust one another. We began to lie to one another. We began to defend from one another, etc. You know that story. In that place, we created lots of doubt. So the word choice, in terms of co-creation and cooperation and finding the most beautiful aspect of what was available, got replaced by words like right and wrong and good and bad and should and shouldn't. The third dimension became much more rigid. But now it has played out in all of its variations, and it is such that it's time to go home. It's time to step out of this experience. Kind of the larger consciousness is, being very simple, kind of satisfied. Everything was accomplished. Right now, we're in a place where many are beginning to wake up. Many are beginning to become conscious. Many are beginning to say the way things are not in the best interest of all of us. This aspect of the third dimension that puts in domination and slavery and control and power and judgment, and a few have all and the many have very little. That's beginning to change. And it's beginning to change because there are so many now at this point in time, this shift, that are simply waking up. The third dimension is going away. Those aspects of fear are now beginning to be replaced by choice and by new considerations. How many people simply look at the oil industries and the energy industries on the planet and say, you know, there should be a better way to do this than creating these imbalance? That's the awakening that's in fact going on within all of us. As we begin to see this awakening, there, these new considerations are beginning to come into the consciousness of all of us. We begin to start to hold a little bit higher vibration. We begin to start to have an awareness of this fifth dimensional space. Just another box, keep it simple. But in the fifth dimensional box, there are words like appreciation and gratitude and co-creation and cooperation and beauty and dignity and etc. It's in those vibrations that if you just kind of think about it, which feeling feels better to you? Depression, anger, resentment, beauty, laughter, happy. It's in those higher, faster, more open vibrational frequencies that the fifth dimension exists. And in order to play in the fifth dimension, you cannot take your baggage with you on this journey. You can't take your angers and your resentments and your humiliations and your embarrassments and that stored away picture that says, I have a funny nose and everybody knows it.